This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Environmental Protection Agency's Chesapeake Bay Blueprint is known in bureaucratic speak as the region's total maximum daily load, or TMDL. The EPA calls this massive new regulation a pollution diet for the region, but its effects will be to starve American farmers and quash community development. A new AFBF website explains the details of this overreach by highlighting recent news clips and analysis, including EPA goes after low-income farmers in a land grab in The Federalist by Blake Hurst, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. The EPA's lawless land grab in the National Review by Rupert Darwall, and Farm Bureau fights federal land grab in Chesapeake Bay region in the Heartland Institute by H. Sterling Burnett. President Barack Obama's proposed 2017 budget provides a mixed bag for agriculture. The proposal includes $24.6 billion for agriculture, down $1.1 billion from the current budget. Included in the budget is an $18 billion cut to federal crop insurance programs over 10 years. R.J. Carney, Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, said in a recent newsline that proposed crop insurance cuts are a staple of the president's budget proposals. He also pointed out that this is a repeat of a fight agriculture was involved in 2 or 3 months ago when the omnibus package was up for consideration. Carney says AFBF will now be turning its attention towards Congress so we can make sure that American agriculture is represented in the budget discussions and also through the appropriations process. The Supreme Court recently halted implementation of the Environmental Protection Agency's existing power plant greenhouse gas rule until court challenges are resolved. The 5-4 decision freezes implementation of the existing source performance standards. The stay will stop compliance activities in many states that oppose the rule, providing hope for an eventual court victory or a new administration that will scrap the policy. The decision could also undercut the administration's recent pledge under the United Nations Climate Agreement reached in Paris, given that the ESPS was a cornerstone policy underpinning that pledge. AFBF and the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture are pleased to support Miss America 2016 Betty Cantrell and her platform of Healthy Children, Strong America, which encourages children to make healthy choices and stay physically active. Cantrell, who grew up on a 700-acre farm in Warner Robins, Georgia, joined Foundation Executive Director Julie Tesh in introducing the first Peas to Table contest. This new national competition for schools will encourage children in kindergarten through fifth grade to plant, raise, and harvest peas this spring. The contest, including official guidelines and rules, was announced on Monday, February 15th at AFBF's Young Farmers and Ranchers Leadership Conference in Kansas City, Missouri. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2016-17 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, a university or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through the high school guidance counselors, high school agriculture instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 18th. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be five scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. The scholarship program, now in its 24th year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarship, students must be Illinois residents and be registered nurse accepted or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Assistance Program, and applications are available at county farm bureaus throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website or by contacting the Illinois Farm Bureau. For more information on the program, contact Illinois Farm Bureau at 309-557-2350. The Illinois Farm Bureau Activator announced State Representative Avery Bourne of the 95th House District has received the primary election endorsement for her support of the agricultural community. Local Activator trustees endorsed Representative Bourne based on her 100% voting record during the first half of the 99th Illinois General Assembly. She voted to support the Illinois Farm Bureau's position on all legislation that would have significant impact on Illinois agriculture. The endorsement by Illinois Farm Bureau Activator places Representative Bourne in a group of select individuals in the state who understand the leading role Illinois agriculture plays in Illinois and the far-reaching impact of its products. It proves that she comprehends the benefits of agriculture and that those benefits extend far beyond the vital function of feeding Illinois, the nation, and the world. Activator, Illinois Farm Bureau's Political Involvement Fund, is a voluntary, nonprofit, segregated fund promoting the economic and social well-being of farmers. Activator trustees are local Farm Bureau leaders representing each county in the Illinois General Assembly Legislative District. Change, Challenge, Opportunity is the theme for the 2016 Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference to be held on April 6th through 7th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. With 2 days of general sessions and workshops, attendees will have the opportunity to discuss the changes, face the challenges, and create opportunities that impact Illinois farms, as well as access timely information and tools needed to help advance the agenda of farmers and agriculture. Governmental Affairs workshops sessions will focus on three tracks: water quality, local government, and leadership. Speakers also will highlight current federal and state issues agriculture is facing, including GMOs, livestock, transportation, and trade. Illinois Farm Bureaus will have the opportunity to hear from newly elected American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall. Duvall will spend both days with Illinois Farm Bureau members, engaging them in discussion and asking for their opinions. Again this year, attendees will see firsthand what happens when hundreds of farmers partner together on issues during the statewide legislative reception on Wednesday evening. The cost of the conference is $50 for Wednesday, $30 for Thursday, or $70 for both days, which is a savings of $10. Attendees may register for the conference or obtain additional information by contacting their local County Farm Bureau offices or visiting www.ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.